Nationally, a quick update. Electoral College, Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris right now with 238 electoral votes to 200 for Kamala Harris. The big three, the blue wall for either candidate, really, but Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all yet to be determined. All those three states are still out, along with Arizona and Nevada, amongst others right now. So it is going to be a while, Pat Crightlow, before we know.
Right. With that reminder that there are 105,000 absentee ballots in Milwaukee that will be added yet to the unofficial results that you see right now. Whether that's enough to overcome the advantage that Donald Trump has already built up across many parts of Wisconsin, rural Wisconsin and elsewhere, yeah, is the big open question as Kamala Harris comes closer to needing to sweep the blue wall in order to prevent a second Donald Trump presidency.
We have a Civic Media News projection for you. According to the Associated Press, Civic Media can now project that Tony Weed, the Republican for the 8th Congressional District here in Wisconsin, has been declared the winner by the Associated Press. Tony Weed, the Republican, defeats Dr. Kristen Lierley, the Democrat. And again, Pat Crightlow, somebody that we know, you in particular, know particularly well. A heck of a race for Kristen Lierley.
Yes, but in putting it in the larger frame, Tony Weed always ran as Trump endorsed Tony Weed.
Right.
It was Trump's name was first on the campaign signs. Trump endorsed him before he even officially announced that he was in the race, and took that as an article of faith that there was still enough Trump support across Northeast Wisconsin that would take him to a victory. And in this instance, it did.
Let's go from the 8th Congressional District to the 3rd in Southwest Wisconsin, where WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz is standing by in Southwest Wisconsin at Richland Center. Joanne, quickly, an update for us from Richland Center.
Well, you know, it's been a close race between Baldwin and Hovde and Van Orden and Cook. Then good news, though, on school referendum aspects. There's only one municipality left to report, but Ithaca school referendum looks like it will pass, 655 yes to 304 no. Mm-hmm. And as you know, that's pretty sure it's going to pass because that is a very small school district.
Sounds good. Joanne, anything else before we leave you?
Well, unofficially, it looks like Tony Kurtz defeated Julia Henley for the 41st State Assembly, which, of course, that was a redrawn assembly map. So Tony Kurtz now covers all of Richland County, where before he only covered a portion of Richland Center. So, and Julia Henley was from Blue River, from Richland County. So, but he won that, according, you know, that's what they're saying, with 64% of the votes.
All right. Sounds good, Joanne. I know you're going to continue to watch that for us again at our great station, WRCO and WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin. We appreciate you, Joanne Krulatz. We'll check back in with you just a little bit later. It is now coming up on 3 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Let's recombobulate again with our political editor here at Civic Media, the founder of the Recombobulation Area, over the Recombobulation Area himself, Mr. Dan Schaefer.
Todd, how are you doing? How are you hanging in there
I got, you know, a little Wonder State coffee. I got a ginger candy. I got Pat Crightlow and you. What more do I need?
You need numbers. And those are the things Dan's following, and following in part to see where Donald Trump is compared to 4 years ago, where Kamala Harris is compared to Joe Biden 4 years ago. And you wanted to stress one of the fundamentals of the race that we haven't talked about for a while. Kamala Harris has been in this race for, 108 days, something
right.
like that.
Right.
And before that, it was Joe Biden, and it was not looking good for him at the time. A lot of people thought there were going to be big changes in 100-some days, but maybe not.
Yeah, I think this is one thing that we cannot overlook when we're breaking down some of the results of this race. Joe Biden is an unpopular incumbent. His approval rating in the state of Wisconsin was it cratered down to about 40% and never recovered. Even, you know, nationally it ticked up after he dropped out of the race, but that really wasn't the case in Wisconsin. So I think if people are wanting change in this election, and if this is a change election, you know, you take a look at the, it's a Democratic incumbent and people are voting against that incumbent. That could be a reason we're seeing a lot of the success across the board that we're seeing for Republicans tonight. I think we can talk about, you know, all sorts of different things with attack ads and the money in the race and whatever. But you have an incumbent who has been tremendously unpopular. And that has not changed for the past